Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Today we are in game two of the championship finals of the College World Series. Last night, Florida beat LSU. It was a tight game, 4-3. Tonight, they're back at it. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. Now, if LSU rallies a win tonight, that'll force a deciding game three tomorrow night.
But if Florida wins, it's their first national championship for baseball that they could win tonight. So, fittingly, their starter for Florida is a Florida boy from Bradenton, Florida. Ooh. And LSU is starting a kid from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Hopefully we get a game three. We're all kind of become local homers for
LSU.
For Baton Rouge North.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Nebraska beef is going to take center stage in China. The U.S. Agriculture Secretary and the U.S. Ambassador to China are going to join Chinese government officials Friday in Beijing, where they're going to mark the return of U.S. beef to China's markets after a 13-year ban. They're going to cut into a piece of prime rib shipped by Omaha-based Greater Omaha Packing during that opening ceremony. And the beef from Greater Omaha Packing was the first U.S. shipment of beef to China following the end of that ban. And a former University of Nebraska football player is facing child abuse and disorderly conduct charges. Amon Green, he was arrested in Wisconsin early yesterday morning after his 15-year-old daughter claimed he punched her in the face. Green's daughter told police that the former Green Bay Packers running back struck her during an argument over the dishes. The 40-year-old Green appeared at a Wisconsin courtroom yesterday afternoon. He's an Omaha native. He played on the Green Bay Packers. He was the all-time leading rusher, ranked second in Nebraska football history in rushing yards.
Yeah, come on.
Stud at Central.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. But this is going to be, obviously we're going to be talking about this. So the
but we wouldn't be talking about it if he wasn't a former Husker football player or Green Bay Packer.
Local. I mean, he's an Omaha guy. Bank of the West, their big Celebrate America free concert in the park is going on this Friday. It's cool in the gang, the Confidentials, Emmett Bauer Band. So this is the deal. The park opens at 5 a.m. on Friday. And when it opens, blankets, you can place those down, but no tarps. You can't stake anything into the ground.
For the love of God, who wants to go that bad?
Oh, buddy.
I know.
I live over there, man. That is bananas.
You
know, 5 a.m.
You lived in Chicago.
Man,
I'm saying
us now?
My Omaha house is there, and that is when, and so that's always like when I get up to go to the show in the morning on like the days of the concert in the park. It's always like impossible. People are flooding down to the park waiting to put their blankets down. So the shows get started. 6 o'clock is when the Emmett Bauer Band, and then 7:15 the Confidentials. But Kool and the Gang takes the stage at 8:45. Fireworks at 10 o'clock. If you want to learn more about like parking and restrictions, you can go to celebratesamerica.com.
What time we'll post some on our Facebook too.
What time we gonna get down on it?
Get down on it.
They take the stage at 8:45. Kool and the Gang.
I always feel like the fireworks come too soon.
It comes early, 10 o'clock.
Is that because they want everybody out of there? Get out of here!
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like, all right, and good night. Because the concert's quick. I mean, think about it. The fireworks are at 10. Kool and the Gang takes the stage at 8:45. I mean, that's like, 1 hour. Keep it tight, everybody. An estimated 22 million fewer people would have health insurance by 2026 under the new GOP Senate health care bill. That's according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office.
And isn't this a bill that, again, like always, no one's read?
Yes.
Is it really? Again?
Yeah. Again, they're like, I mean, it's been like under lock and key. Everyone's like, well, it's a health care bill. Don't you want to? They're like, no, 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 no.
I mean, it was kind of like it with Obamacare. It's a shell game because then reporters ask, what do you think of the bill? And then they'll tell you, well, I haven't really read the whole thing, whether it's true or not. It's a dog with fleas.
So this latest one, it's a slight improvement over the review of the House healthcare bill that was narrowly passed last month. But the House analysis predicted that 23 million people would lose health insurance by 2026, as opposed to the 22 million that are supposed to lose it under the Senate bill. Senate Republicans hope to get a final vote on the bill by the end of the week. And European Union is fining Google more than $2.7 billion for skewing search results. It's the biggest fine the EU has ever imposed. They started investigating Google 7 years ago. It's found that the internet colossus unfairly uses the search engine to promote its Google shopping service over smaller price comparison websites. Along with the fine, the EU might also demand that Google change its search results so it isn't seen to favor its own services.
That seems really expensive. Wow. Am I going to try and Google something later today and it's going to say that's going to be
$2? Good.
And I'd be like, $2? It's because, have you seen the news? We got a $2.7 billion fine we got to pay.
I'll take it right to the Google store.
Ching-ching.
You know? Little coin slot on your computer.
Wow.
It's like, I don't know if I really want to search for that. It's going to cost me 50 cents. Maybe that'll be the internet someday.
Maybe that'll be a good thing. We'll go back to just remembering stuff or looking things up or believing one another without grabbing a phone. I don't know about that. NASA says it actually doesn't have any evidence of alien life, despite the claims of a viral video that started making the rounds. The video was posted online by an account linked with the Anonymous group, you know, the Anonymous hacker group. It said that the space agency would soon be ready to make the announcement that we are not alone. A NASA scientist who was featured in that video says, sorry, there's no proof just yet. I guess the scientist, this Thomas Zurbuchen, he is an associate administrator at NASA's Science Mission Directorate. So
he's trying to get it out there, right?
They're saying, no, he's saying, sorry, not yet. Like, there's no proof yet. We keep looking. Obviously, I think they believe that there is life out in space,
and
there has been no definitive proof.
Any type of life. I mean, right?
I mean, if you're talking about an amoeba somewhere, you're like, that's an amoeba. I mean, as far as we know, that there's nothing, not even so much as a thing.
Thought that story, Life, the movie, was dumb. But the premise was that we didn't send men to Mars. We sent like a satellite. It landed. It scooped up some Earth. Mm-hmm. And then a spaceship met it halfway, which is probably realistically the way it'll go. Because I think it's so far to get to Mars.
Yeah.
You couldn't send a human.
You got to let them
do
the work.
But the spaceship lets the robot meet him halfway. And then we're going to fly the thing back to Earth with astronauts. And the soil samples got an amoeba in there that grows wicked quick.
It's life, yeah.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen it yet? No? Not yet, Molly? Okay, yeah, you got to see it.
I didn't like that it became like a Venus flytrap. It was like Little Shop of Horrors.
It was.
Okay, because that's the thing. It looks spooky.
Well, you got to watch it.
It grows into this like slimy Venus flytrap.
All right, spoiler alert.
Has eyes and...
It's been out forever. I thought it was good. You didn't like it? You didn't know?
It became a slasher movie.
Well, that's what them aliens are going to do.
Hasn't that movie been made?
Yeah. Did you like the end? The very end?
Yeah. We don't want to give it away, but...
I know.
Anyway.
I can't believe you didn't like that.
This should be the premise of what... So, was there anything at least salacious or fun about the Anonymous story?
Well, I guess it's this video. I have yet to see the whole video, but it was posted, and it apparently depicts them talking about the fact that there's life out there, and NASA's saying like, there's no evidence of alien life. This is a video. I don't know what the deal is with the video, but it has this NASA scientist who is said to be featured in it, talking about it. And I think it's just probably more of like just a conversation than an actual like, hey, we have proof. It's in a vault. It's like the Area 51
what's in
or
the
whatever.
Box?
Exactly.
I think one of the coolest alien stories is the guy who supposedly flew for Obama. Have you ever heard his story? He was an Air Force One pilot. But there's a lot of airline pilots that had cool UFO stories. Doesn't mean there was an alien, but they saw something freaky. And this guy tells a story that when he was a commercial airline pilot, he saw something freaky.
And when he landed, he was like, I saw a UFO. And like the airline gave him a, there was like an 800 number.
Yeah. Oh, for stuff you see?
According to his story.
Okay.
So he's claiming, look, I'm a credible pilot. And there's a number. And the guy answered on the other end. And he's like, am I crazy? Is this going to ruin my career? And basically saying, they're like, nope. This happens. Just tell us your story.
Wow.
And then don't tell anyone else about it.
Or we'll kill you.
And he said that it happened near Waterloo, Iowa.
Oh, really?
That's the story.
Well, I guess
he had just taken off from Kansas City International Airport, and it was bound for Waterloo, Iowa. Said this guy's incident was 1989, and it is a freaky story. He said, like the pilots are freaking out. They're like, that is a UFO. Like, something is, like, stretching and bending, and it's like a ball that's, like, flying around the thing and switching time and hitting a cloud. Like, they're freaked out. They're we saw something. Was that a...
It's got to be something.
You know, a weapon.
You know, I mean, there's so many different videos out there of different things out there. I mean, who's to say it's an... I don't think it's an alien sitting inside of a spaceship. But anyway, then again, who knows? Maybe it's just a drone. Knows. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, who knows?
They call the number, and it's the National UFO Reporting Center. When a UFO is an unidentified flying object. But it reminded me something out of, what was the movie with Jay and Will Smith? Was the alien movies.
Independence Day?
Independence Day.
No, the one where they have to hit you with the memory stick.
Men in Black.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I mean, the story kind of feels like a real-life Men in Black that you call an 800 number, and you're like...
He pops up.
There's business on the other line, and they're like, no, this is a real number, and lots of people claim they see a UFO, so we got to write it down and file it somewhere.
I guess you never know, right?
That's interesting.
The guy said to him, he goes, oh, no, you're not crazy at all. He said, this very same thing has been reported by pilots countless times. And the guy, he said he was validated. He was like, really?
Yeah, I bet.
He said the airline has no official UFO policy, but that pilots see stuff. And then they kind of talk about it in whispers at bars and stuff. Like, I don't want to ruin my career and be considered a flake, but I kind of saw something out there.
Well, remember that John Travolta movie? Do you remember that where he thought he saw something in the street and he told everybody and everybody, you know, kind of was like, he's the weirdo, town weirdo. I don't know why I'm telling this story, but
have you seen Phenomenon?
Michael?
Phenomenon. There you go.
Michael's Greece? The one where he's the angel. He's the weirdo.
Phenomenon.
Greece.
Well, you know, if you tell somebody you saw a Martian, everyone does think you're crazy.
Yes, they do. Like Bigfoot. Everyone thinks you're nuts. If you saw Bigfoot, you're not going to see Bigfoot.
You know. There you go. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Thank you, Molly.
The Big Party Morning Show, Channel 94.1.
All right, welcome to the show.
Scientists are working on this cool new drug. It's almost like a lotion, and you would put it on your skin, and it would make you tan. But it's not like fake tanner. It's
like
the stuff that,
stuff?
Yeah, okay. It's not like the stuff where it's like then your hands are orange.
Yeah,
it's not that stuff. This is something that when you rub it into your skin, it makes your skin produce that melanin. You know, the pigment stuff.
Okay,
it causes your skin to get darker. So the reason that they were working on it is they were trying to find a way to protect skin from UV radiation. And then they ended up stumbling across this, and it's almost like a cosmetic breakthrough because it would be able to tan you from your own body. So it wouldn't be spray on. It wouldn't be a UV radiated tanning bed. It would just be something that you put on your body, and then your body naturally kicks in and makes...
And tans you?
And tans, even in redheads, they say.
What if it goes south and you go all the way in and you're like Lincoln Osiris from Tropic Thunder, remember?
Totally. And that's what I was looking at. I'm just a
dude becoming a dude.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, and that's the thing. I'm looking at this and I mean, you're changing your cell platform. I mean, you're absolutely, I mean, for somebody who really does just want to be tan year round, this is perfect. But for somebody who's just looking for I just want to be tan for this wedding and then I want to go back to being regular me.
Yeah.
This probably wouldn't be the thing for you. The reason that they're working on it, they're saying we weren't doing this for cosmetic reasons. They were doing this as a way to try to find a solution to stopping UV radiation.
Okay. To get people because it's skin cancer and all that fun stuff.
Right. Because it gives the darker pigment is more resistant to skin cancer. I mean, you can obviously still get skin cancer even if you have naturally dark skin tones.
Yeah.
But people with fair skin who are trying to make themselves tan are putting themselves in jeopardy. They're higher risking for skin cancer because you have fair skin. And if you're pushing your skin to do something that it's not normally. So they're saying whether you're a redhead, a blonde, a brunette, the drug isn't ready for commercial use, but that they've done testing and it works.
It sounds dangerous.
I had to
read a book in high school called Black Like Me. And it's a true story of a journalist who went to a dermatologist actually in New Orleans. Molly, didn't you have to read that in high school?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he darkened his skin because he was trying to write as a white guy passing himself off as a black guy in the 60s South to get the real experience.
Okay.
I mean, it's a true story. It's been parodied in a ton of different movies.
Like Soul Man.
And bits and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
And Hollywood, but it was actually a real book. Like Me. And he underwent some kind of procedure where they
can do pigmentation. I mean, don't you remember, like, Michael Jackson did skin bleaching? Or at least that was the claim that there. I mean, there are different ways that you can adjust the pigment levels in your skin.
Molly, you guys offer some bleaching in some of those ads that you do?
No, that's laser hair removal. That's not bleaching. Okay. That would be so you wouldn't have to do.
Okay. Wouldn't have to.
So
what
the
do you
deal
bleach?
Is,
what is the bleaching? What are you
bleaching? Some people bleach their arm hair. Some people bleach their lip hair. Some people bleach their face hair. I mean, they don't want to wax it. They don't want to remove it, but they want to lighten it.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't stand out as much.
Exactly. So
seems like they bleach other things too.
Stop it. Well, maybe in your case, you could tell us about your copper penny bleaching.
Oh, but probably not a lot in this neck of the woods. It's kind of more of a Hollywood thing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't necessarily know if anybody's complaining about that. You know, hon, if there's one thing that you could change about you, what, mommy makeover? No.
You think they would do them on cats, Molly? You think that would be a thing? Why don't they have cat bleaching?
Oh,
because
gosh.
They're not bad. I mean, they're just pink. I mean, what bleaching, I think it would be weird for it to be walking around and have this white halo staring at you below its tail.
I want to hear something super funny. Molly, you have not met Simon yet. Simon's a poodle dog that we have.
Right.
Underneath his white fur, by the way, is completely pink blotchy skin.
Oh,
it's
gross.
Weird. So we had to shave his butt one time all the way down to the skin. Aww. And so he had a big, giant, round, pink butt.
That's awful.
Like a baboon bottom.
Oh, made so much fun of him.
Oh, that's such a terrible visual. Well, maybe you can smear some of this sun tanning cream that Molly's selling.
So there's apparently already been, like, they talk about the fact that people have taken pills in order to do this, but they're like, this is less invasive because it's actual, like, it's not internal. It's like topical. I'm sorry. It's a topical drug.
Okay.
So it's like less than like taking a pill and having it go through your whole body. Like you can rub it on your face or rub it on your arms or wherever and not have to worry about and like be able to control it that way. But I mean, they said that you should absolutely use sunscreen. But that this would at least give you people who are pale and trying to achieve that tan skin, maybe it's a safer way of doing it. It's not ready for market yet.
What's the name of the product?
It's not a product yet. I mean, this is something that they're working on. They don't have a name for the drug that I saw. It's a drug that tricks the skin into producing the brown form of the pigment melanin in tests on skin samples and on mice. Can you imagine these poor mice?
Super tan mice?
Yeah. They're like, whoa. Bleach butts.
People are like, why did you bleach their butts?
We're working on two different things. We're working on two different projects. We're working on the tanner, but then also the butt bleacher.
Yeah.
It's
poor rats.
I know these poor mice are like, kill me. If I get out of here, first thing I'm going to do is eat a piece of cheese. But then, oh, man, I'm getting my life back.
I'm going to hit the club.
I don't know if I would ever use
you
something
never
like this.
You never do the tan stuff, no?
To me, I of that generation where people, we were like the first people to have the rub in, like the lotion. Remember the fake tan?
Yeah.
That you would have, and they'd always warn you, be careful, it'll turn your hands orange. You know what I mean? Like you'd be really careful when you applied it. And I had friends that did it. And then just they would hold up their paws and they had like Cheeto paws.
Yeah, they had Cheeto paws.
Yeah, but they've got better. I've got a bottle at home of it because on one of these Mexico trips forever ago, I tried to experiment with it and it doesn't work. I just looked shimmery. I looked like one of the vampires from Twilight.
Okay.
It had like kind of a diamond sheen.
So you had the glitter bottle.
Because you tried fake tanning before one of those trips too, didn't you? You did the fake tan.
I did a spray tan.
A spray tan.
Did they do that nude, Jeff, when you did that? I'm just curious.
Well, I knew the gal who did it, too.
Okay, all right.
And it's like going into Mako and getting your car sprayed.
You got the did you get the undercarriage?
Yeah,
done?
She got underneath me.
She did the undercarriage.
Gal Angie, who did me, she had like heels on.
Oh,
she was all dressed up behind the counter, and she's like, "I'm the one who's going to spray you." And she had to get underneath the undercarriage and paint me down. And I came out, and I was like, "I'm tan." I was tan for a day.
Oh.
I was tan for a day.
I'm pretty again.
It came off on the first shower.
Did it really?
So maybe my skin, it works for other people.
Maybe it reflects it.
Would you guys stick with my skin? But I'm saying there are those tan in a bottle. I think they've come a long way. I think those things work for normal people.
Yeah, I think if you do it on a regular basis.
But even then, you still, I mean, to this day, there's still, I don't think they've fixed the end around on the hands. I mean, even still with as far as they've come.
You know, that's what it is, Jeff. Maybe you get the same texture skin as your hands. Because you're right, Molly, your hands never get overly tan. Mine don't even.
No, No, I mean, because you're not, even if, it feels like even if you laid out, even if you fell asleep with your hands facing up in the sun, they would somehow not get burned. I don't know what it is. Maybe that's just... We work them so hard.
I need to get so you're saying I need to get my hands bleached.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just saying when you're
so
in there,
matches.
You're already in there getting your butt done. Go ahead and ask them if they can do paws.
Palm.
I mean, that's got to be a moment where the good Lord looks down and says, I got to slam an asteroid into this planet. They're bleaching themselves in that little area. Why?
The Big Party Morning Show.
Well, it appears that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are trying to expand their family with the help of a surrogate. And word is that it's already moved forward to the point where some are reporting that the surrogate is expecting twins, which I would say pump the brakes on whether or not, but that seems to be people close to the Kardashian family.
It's like ordering a pizza.
Mm-hmm. That fast.
How far
man.
Away are we from that where it's like skip the dishes, like you go online.
Like a stork comes showing up.
Order your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, what kind of baby you want?
I'll get a couple of each.
Yeah. All right, you want yellow hair or brown hair? And the next thing,
I can't decide.
Ding dong. Mm-hmm. There's your swaddling baby. I mean, Molly, your two are already getting too big to cuddle.
I know.
Oh, they are way too big to cuddle.
Aren't you getting the itch?
Oh, are you kidding me? My husband would absolutely spontaneously combust.
Come on.
He's a man of a certain age who enjoys things like naps.
Yeah.
And diaper-free living. You do hit a point where it's like you've passed that. You've passed the, I mean, yes, your kids are too big to cuddle, but the idea of turning back the clock to, you know, sleepless nights and diapers and all the baby milestones is very daunting.
Yeah. It's a little easier when you're a young person to be a parent. Maybe not financially, but the, you know, the rat race running around, carrying them.
Carrying them, throwing balls at them. Yeah.
Yeah. And also just like you're out of the habit. Like I'm just out of the habit. I'm out of the habit of like the car seats and the, you know what I mean? The, we can't do that. You know, so-and-so's down for a nap.
They're heavy. We watched that, one of those hockey games at parties, and I carried our buddy Matt's baby. Like, I like babies. I can hold them for a while, but man, they get heavy.
Yeah, they
He's a big boy. They're a little guy. Luke?
Yeah, little Luke.
I mean, how
little
long
Luke?
Do you carry him for? Until they're like six, right?
I mean, I still pick up my daughter every once in a while and carry her for a bit. I mean, she's five. Yeah. I mean, I don't carry my son, but
them crazy Kardashians just ordered two more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lucasfilm. So a lot of little upsets on the set of the new Lucasfilm production, you know, the Han Solo prequel. There's not a title yet. First came word that the co-directors, that Phil Lord and Chris Miller, you know, they had creative differences with the studio and left, and now Ron Howard has stepped in to helm the project. Well, now there are words from the Hollywood Reporter, so pretty, you know, a respected Hollywood insider magazine. They say that Lucasfilm has been less than impressed with the performance given by the actor they've chosen to play Han Solo, this newcomer, this Alden Ehrenreich's performance as Han Solo. In fact, Alden's performance has been so for them that they've hired an acting coach. While they say it's not odd to hire for an acting coach to be hired to help coach an actor during a film, usually you don't do it this late in production. Usually it's something that's been happening the whole way. Like
be
the
young,
actor.
What does young Han Solo even sound like?
I know. I mean, what does he even do?
Chewie. I mean, the older guy is gruff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's ironic is that most people probably have never seen Alden Ehrenreich, but he played Hobie Doyle in the movie Hail Caesar. That was that Coen Brothers movie that came out. It's on cable. It's George Clooney, Josh Brolin, Ralph. Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
It's all right, but okay. The bit is that Alden Ehrenreich's character, Hobie Doyle, in the movie plays a Hollywood actor that they cast because he's got all the looks, but he can't act.
Yeah.
That's the bit in the movie.
And it's real.
And now it's real life.
Oh, wow.
I've only seen him in two things, and that is Hail Caesar, where he plays, you know, that misfortunate character, and then Beautiful Creatures, which is sort of like a young adult novel that they turned into a movie.
Yeah.
And he was, like, not my favorite in that. I guess I did see him in Stoker as well. But, I was really surprised when this kid... this is a big role.
I thought he was fine in Hail Caesar. He obviously could act. I mean, look, Keanu Reeves still makes movies. I mean, you can have a big career with not know how to act.
Hey, cool it. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's not Shakespeare. It's Han Solo.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.